the rest of the story. I commend to you a book called Giant for three reasons. This autobiography of churchman Robert Schuller will reveal to the now generation what a gentle and delicious rite of passage the boy-girl courtship used to be. Reason number two, you will learn how this apostle of encouragement to others has confronted so much discouragement in his own life. And then reason number three will reveal itself. In the little Dutch town of Alton, Iowa, the Schuller family, though dirt poor, survived the Great Depression, took the whole family shucking corn at a nickel a bushel, with young Bob twice a day wading through the slop and muck of the hog pen to gather stinking corn cobs to fuel the wood stove. But eventually the family's 160 acres and the tiny farmhouse were paid for, and a good crop was in prospect. But then, in Bob Schuller's seventh year, a black monster tornado approached across the western horizon. The family fled to safety, but returned to find their farmhouse and outbuildings utterly destroyed. They prayed, and the Lord said yes. So gathering scrap wood, they began together to build again. When Bob Schuller courted and married the organist of the tiny Holland, Michigan church, he and Arvella embarked on his first ministry in California, and he stood on top of a hot dog stand at a drive-in theater and preached, while Arvella played a portable organ mounted on their pickup truck. But when he sought to expand that ministry, to build a real church building, the board of the Reformed Church considered him an impractical dreamer and refused. He argued, they refused. So Bob Schuller prayed. After that, the trials and troubles which bedeviled this man and his ministry really got rough. To synopsize, there were traditional fire and brimstone clergymen who could not accept what they called his feel-good ministry. And even when he outlasted them, there were times when his dream of a crystal cathedral half-finished ran out of money. But he prayed, and the Lord said yes. And this grandest church since the Renaissance was completed. Then the Schuller's beautiful daughter Carol lost a leg in an accident. Arvella, with breast cancer, required a mastectomy. Then Pastor Schuller himself had a mishap in Europe requiring two life-threatening sessions of brain surgery. But each time, through each crisis, Schuller was sustained by prayer, and each time the Lord said yes. And he was raised up to pursue anew his hour of prayer worldwide ministry and his ministry to ministers who sought to emulate this new homiletics which preaches and teaches that tough times never last, but tough people do. I said there were three reasons you should read the book called Giant. Here is number three. Remember that day when Schuller was seeking to build his first church in Garden Grove, California? The young pastor and his bride found themselves confronted and confounded by church elders who lacked his vision and his faith. Schuller had preached that anybody at the end of his rope should just tie a knot in the rope and hang on, but when it came his turn, it was not that easy. And that dark night of despair, this is long before his worldwide ministry could even begin to begin. He had first to learn something about practicing what he preached. He got out of bed, he knelt beside the bed, and he prayed that God would take his life. He prayed that God would let him have a heart attack before morning, or let a truck or a bus slam into me, he said, and end my life now, please, he prayed. That time God said no. And that night began the rest of the story.